Leaving Virginia, headed into Maryland, out of loop in the local lanes on the Wilson Bridge or past the Wilson Bridge, we believe a mobile work crew is there and blocking possibly the right side of the roadway as you head toward 210 on the out of loop as you come off the Wilson Bridge and headed toward National Harbor. Out of loop still delays in Montgomery County coming past Old Georgetown Road toward the American Legion Bridge and into Virginia. Also, the inner loop slows, leaving I-95 headed toward Route 1 in College Park, but travel lanes are reported to be open. Westbound 50 after the Church Road overpass headed toward 704. Two right lanes are blocked for the work zone there. Traveling on 301 southbound after Route 50, that's where we have the right lane blocked for the work zone. Traveling at this point on southbound Pennsylvania Avenue between Westphalia Road and Dower House Road, a single left lane getting you by the work there. Southbound BW Parkway between 198 and 197, the left lane gets you by the work zone. In Virginia, the inner loop and outer loop slows as you make your way between the Georgetown Pike and the Dulles Toll Road, where the right lane is blocked for the work zone there. I-95 southbound, you're on the brakes leaving the Prince William Parkway, headed down toward Dale City, with the work after Dale City blocking the right lane on the southbound side. Northbound I-95 delays, leaving Quantico toward the Dale City truck scales in the northbound direction, where the work is along the right side of the roadway. Beyond that, you are clear toward the Springfield Interchange. Once you get on I-395, you're in good shape between Edsel Road and the 14th Street Bridge. Traveling in Bristow was Bristow Road. Near Lucasville Road, you were under police direction for the crash. We believe that's actually wrapped up and gone. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.